went to over 58,000 non-resident workers, which they run nearly 19% of the workforce. And I think the statistics do speak to the need for some awareness in the state with respect to why it's necessary for payroll dollars to go to Alaska residents to be spent in Alaska communities. And we certainly wholeheartedly support the idea of conducting a campaign in the state to help educate not only employers but workers too on the merits of a resident workforce.
Okay. Any questions for Department of Labor?
No, just a comment. I haven't been involved in the legislation that got that thing funded. I think this is a perfect complement to it. In fact, if I may, Mr. Chairman, this moves a bit beyond it, but one of the things that the state is failing to do in the economy is to encourage consumer confidence. That's a piece of legislation that we've got on indices, that study that we will be doing, which is going to be done over in the Department of Commerce, ties right into it. You know, how is the economy really doing? Not just employment, unemployment, that particular factor, because we have to use federal funds, but a much bigger picture. And I think this goes hand in hand. We are saying how deep the water is here and what the problem is. But the governor ought to be out there. I mean, we ought to have, we see TV spots on that are cut every now and then about public safety and about this and that, and there's no reason why some of these couldn't be used to encourage people to hire Alaskans, strengthen our economy, and what have you. So I think it's, I support this legislation. I think it's good legislation and expands on what's being done. And it's something that we've just, as our economy changes, that we've just got to continually work on. So I support it and commend the sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Boucher. I do think, Mr. Chairman, that because of the public service nature of the entire issue, that we probably can take $85,000 or $60,000 or whatever we end up with in dollars and make it look like a lot more, because I do think the department can get the stations to do public service announcements once we have them first and ready to go. I assume that you want your amendments to be in a CS?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can.
What I was going to request, since we're running so late on time, if you go ahead and pass the bill out today with the conceptual amendments, I can get it scheduled in finance for next Saturday, and in the meantime, I can scrounge and see if we can come up with some funds somewhere. There are some lapsing operating funds in the International Airport Revenue Fund, and I was thinking of trying to scrounge some of those to go from operating to operating to see if we might be able to find somebody on the House side to do it.
Okay. Copeland, did you want to?
Yeah, I have
motions. The motion is on line 13 to strike the word able bodied and, so it reads, where it's stated, the pool of skilled workers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any objection?
Any objection to that motion? Or no objection to that motion, Chairman?
So line 15, strike the word perform and substitute the word fulfill.
So the person's necessary to fulfill its contracts? Any objection? Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Line 11, between whereas and support, insert the word public.
Okay. So any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Line
11, between the words whereas and support, insert the word public. Whereas public support for hiring state residents increases as the number of jobs in the state economy decreases.
Okay.
Them coping.
Thereby makes this CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 45 Labor and Commerce. I move to the next committee of referral individual right now.
Okay, any objection? Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That would give you a good one to run with.
Let's see. That's it. I was already talked about 211 and how we're going to handle that. So, meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If you want to stick around and sign this.
Which one do I refer?
What was that? What did you say?
Well, what happened is that Martha came in and talked to me this morning.